Well, it was really a submission of ideas that were divided into what you thought was good about Oxford County now, and then what you felt could happen in 2030 in terms of sustainability. And the first point that I made was that we're sort of at a crossroads. A lot of decisions in the county have been made on just straight economic. And so if you look at some of the quarrying and some of the that's being done, it was sort of at a cost of the environment. And so we're at a crossroads if we want to continue down that vein, or do we want to start to make decisions that say an environment has to weigh in more heavily in some of these decisions. And so I'm optimistic that that's going to happen. When you look at the commitment to citizens and the concern expressed in the environment, I think we're going to start weighing that more into some of our decisions. So, and there's so much that's being done in Oxford County. Like we have that quarry lake that is just beautiful. And right beside the town of Ingersoll, and would be such an asset. So if we were able to do something like Interkip's done or Tilsonburg's done with Lake Lisgar, that would be a big economic boon to the community and also improve the environment. And then there have been these RAM earth houses, zero footprint housings that have been built by people that have just moved south of Tilsonburg, and they're totally sustainable. And there's electric cars in Tilsonburg that have been made private electric cars, and also there's the Toyota plant is making the RAV4, and the Woodstock Hydro has been so advanced in terms of getting the supercharge stations for the Tesla. There's 8 of them out by the Woodstock Inn. And Oxford County is just doing a lot of things that are sustainable. And so I think if we start putting our emphasis into that, I know in our festivals, we're starting to use reusable plates that can be washed. There's demonstration gardens going up where people can see how to do sustainable planting, and just access to the public has access to that.